Shalom to all. Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Chav Tes, and we are starting Chav Ches Amud Beis, the bottom line with a quote from the Mishnah, Mai Hei Bedamim, and today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mars Miriam Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, her Neshama should have an Aliyah, and Lili Nishmas, Rabbi Chmiel Mardechai Ben Chaim, his Neshama should have an Aliyah. So we're talking about an Aveda that was sold by the one who found it, and the Mishnah had asked, Mai Hei Bedamim, what's done with the money? Reb Tarfnam had said, Yishtamish Bechulu, that one is allowed to use them, Lefikach, therefore, if they get lost, he's responsible to replace them, whereas Rabbi Kiva argued that Leishtamish Behen, one is not allowed to use them, Lefikach, therefore, or if they got lost, he's not responsible for them. So Gemara clarifies, the whole machlokes over here between Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva is only in regards to using them. Now, even though the word literally means if he used them, we're not actually talking about him using them. We're simply referring to the fact that he has the right to use them. In other words, Reb Tarfon holds that since he has the right to use this money, he's considered like a Shomer Sachar because he has a gain over here that he could use it. We know that a Shomer Sachar is chayv in Gnevim and Aveda, and therefore, if it gets lost, he's chayv to pay for them, meaning he has to replace them. Whereas according to Reb Akiva, he does not have the right to use this money, therefore, he's just regular Shomer Chinam, and that's why if they get lost, he's not responsible for them. The Gemara continues, Hava lo nishtamish behen im avdu pater. If he doesn't have the right to use them and they get lost, so he's pater. For example, the Aveda itself, not the money that he has because he sold the Aveda, the actual Aveda itself is not able to be used, and therefore, according to everybody, if it gets lost, he's pater and doesn't have to replace it. And the Gemara suggests, let me have a tifter of Yosef. Let's see this refutation to Rav Yosef. The Itmar stated, Shomer Aveda, a guy who's watching an Aveda lost object, Rabba Amar Rabba says, Shomer Chinam, he's like a Shomer Chinam, which would mean he's not chayv in Gnevim an Aveda, whereas Rav Yosef says, Shomer Sachar, he's like a Shomer Sachar, which means he's chayv in Gnevim Aveda. And the way you just explained the Mishnah, that both Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva agree that the actual Aveda itself is not allowed to be used, is clearly not like Reb Yosef. However, the Gemara says, Amar Lecha Reb Yosef would tell you that no, but Gnevim Aveda kolei amalei pligi de chayv. Really, no one argues in regards to Gnevim Aveda that the fellow actually is chayv, and that he's considered a Shomer Sachar. Now the question is, how is he a Shomer Sachar even though he doesn't have the right to use it? And the answer is, because we know that ha'isek b'mitzvah patur min ha'mitzvah. If one is involved in doing a mitzvah, he's patur from doing another one. And while he's involved in Hashavas Aveda, which is a mitzvah, he doesn't need to give tzedakah to an ani who comes knocking at his door, and that's considered a monetary gain for him, making him a Shomer Sachar, according to everybody, at least in the way Rabbi Yosef is explaining it. And so keep pligi, what's a whole machlokes Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva? Ba'einsin de shayl, in regards to being mechayv in einsin, meaning do we consider him a shayl, a borrower? Reb Tarfon holds, shorer le rabbanu lishtemu shebegavayu, the rabbanu allowed him to use the money that he got for selling the item, vavle shayl layu, and he's considered a shayl, a borrower on that money, and therefore he's chayv even if einsin happened. Whereas Reb Akiva holds, lo shorer le rabbanu lishtemu shebegavayu, the rabbanu did not allow him to use that money that he got for selling this item, therefore he's not considered a borrower of this money. That's why he's not chai for einsin. However, ask the Gemara, Ihachi, that's really so. If that's really the way we're understanding the Mishnah, so lefikach tamar b'kiva lamali, why does b'kiva say the word lefikach? If you want to say they're arguing gneva aveda, like we originally explained the Gemara before we brought Rabbi Yosef up, so hani diktani, that's why the Mishnah says Rabbi Kiva says lo yishtamish behen, that he's not allowed to use this money. Lefikach, therefore, im avdu in chai b'chiusan, if they're lost, he's not chai to replace them. And why is that a chiddush? Meaning, why do we have to emphasize this by saying the word lefikach? Because sakat adachamina, I would have thought shomer sachar hava could Rabbi Yosef, that this fellow is a shomer sachar like Rabbi Yosef uvgneva aveda mechayiv, and he's chayiv in gneva aveda. Kamash mlon, the chiddush is Rabbi Kiva tells us lefikach. Therefore, hashad amr the lo yishtamish bahen. Since you're saying that he's not allowed to use this money, shomer sachar lo hava, he's not a shomer sachar v'lo mechayiv gneva aveda, and he's not chayiv in gneva aveda. And so according to this pshat, using the word lefikach makes sense. Eliyam b'gneva aveda to kolayam oly pligi de chayiv. But if you want to say that in regards to gneva aveda, everyone agrees that he's chayiv ki pligi ba'insin de shayil, and their whole machlokes is whether or not he's considered a shayil, and that means he might be chayiv in einsin. While my lefikach de Rabbi Kiva, what's the lefikach of Rabbi Kiva coming to emphasize? Hachim v'ayil in mesna. This is all the Mishnah should teach. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says lo yishtamish behen. He's not allowed to use this money. V'ano yadana, and I'm a mele no automatically. The kiva to lo yishtamish behen, since he's not allowed to use them. Lav shayil hava. He's not considered a shayil. V'ano chayiv b'chiusan, and he's not responsible to replace them if something happens. Lefikach de Rabbi Kiva lamali. Why do we need this word lefikach of Rabbi Kiva? What's it coming to emphasize? And since we have this word lefikach, it seems to be that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef. Answer is no, Mishon Lefikach Reb Tarfon. The reason why we have Lefikach Reb Akiva is just because of the Lefikach Reb Tarfon, meaning Reb Tarfon uses the word Lefikach, so Reb Akiva also uses the word Lefikach. There's nothing that Reb Akiva is actually trying to emphasize for us. Ask the Gemara, Lefikach Reb Tarfon Lamali, so what do we need the word Lefikach Reb Tarfon for? And the answer is, Hachikamar, this is what Reb Tarfon is saying. Given the Shara later, Rabban Lishtemush Begavayu, since Rabban allowed this Shomer Aveda to use the money that he got for selling the Aveda, Kemand Ishtamish Begavayu Dami, it's as if he already used it, even though he never used it. But since he's allowed to use it, it's as if he used it, and he's responsible, and therefore he's even chayv for einsin, again, even though he never touched it and never used it. Ask the Gemara, hold on one second. How can we explain the whole machlokes Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva is whether or not he's chayv for einsin? Va'avdu katani. It says very clearly in the Mishnah, avdu, that they were lost. And getting lost is not an einas. That fits under the category of gneva and aveda, and not einas. Rabbi Yosef's pshat doesn't work with the Mishnah. The Gemara answers, we have no problem. Chavtas on based on top kid the rabba, it's like rabba, dama rabba. Rabba says, nignavu, what does it mean they were stolen? Belista mezuyan. Their armed robbers stole it, which is considered somewhat of an einas. Ines. And Avdu, what does it mean it's lost? Shetavas Minasa Bayam, that his ship sank at sea, and that's also considered an Ines. And Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says B'Shem Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Tarfin, the Halacha is like Kerb Tarfin, that the Shem Rav Eda is responsible for this. Now we have a story. B'yad Rechava, Havalei Hanu Zuzi Diasmi, in the hands of Rechava, this is the name of a fellow, Rechava, he had money of Yosaimim, he was watching orphans' money. And also, Kamei Rav Yosef, Kintra Rav Yosef, Amalei, he asked him, Malo Shem Mushim Gavayu, am I allowed to use this money? So Amalei Rav Yosef told him, Hachem Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this Rav Yehuda said B'Shem Shmuel, Halacha Kerb Tarfin, the Halacha Kerb Tarfin, and you're allowed to use it. However, Amalei Abaye, Abaye asked Rav Yosef, V'lav Itmar La, wasn't already stated on this, Amrav Chelba, Amrav Huna, Loi Shano, this is only taught El B'dmei Aveda, only with the money that was received for selling the Aveda. Hoyel B'tarchba, since he worked hard for this Aveda, meaning he was watching it and taking care of it, and then he sold it and got money for it, so he worked and he was metapel with this Aveda, therefore we say, okay, you're allowed to use the money that you got for selling it. Ahol Mais Aveda, but if he found money, meaning he found a purse of money, for example, Deloi Tarchbahu, he's not working for it at all, he literally picked it up and put it in his closet and left it there, Loi, he's not allowed to use that money, and Vahani Kamais Aveda Damu, this money of Yisayim that he's watching is like Mais Aveda, he's not working for it, it just came to him, and he's simply in charge of watching it, but he could put it in his closet, and there's no problem, it's not like he's working hard, and therefore, he's not allowed to use it. And Amalei Rav Yosef told Rechava, Zil, you should go, Loi Shav Kuli De Ashri Lecha, they're not allowing me to allow you to use it, and therefore, there's nothing I could do for you. And moving on to another Mishnah, Matza Svarim, let's say a person found Svarim, and it's important to note that we're not talking about books that we keep in our bookshelves, we're talking about things that are similar to our Sifrei Torah, Svarim that are written on parchment, because back in the day, all their Svarim were written on parchment. So here he found a rolled up sefer on parchment, Karban Echel Shleishim Yom, he has to read from it once every 30 days, and that's in order to take care of the sefer. If he leaves it as it is, it might get moldy and start decaying. So therefore, once every 30 days, in order to take care of it so it doesn't get ruined, he has to open it up and read it. Vim Enidei Likras, if he doesn't know how to read it, Gaolan, he has to at least roll it from beginning to end. But he's not allowed to learn something from it for the first time. Meaning, if he found a sefer that he's never learned from before, he's not allowed to open up and start learning from the sefer, because then he's going to be putting extra focus into what he's doing, and he might ruin it. Furthermore, another person is not allowed to read with him, because he's going to pull towards himself, the other guy's going to pull towards himself, and it might get torn. Another scenario, let's say he finds a garment, Minara Echel Shleishim Yom, he has to shake it out once every 30 days, and again, that's to prevent it from decaying or from moths getting to it. He spreads it out for its needs, but not for his own honor. Let's say he found a really fancy garment, and he has guests coming, and he wants to show them how cool he is, so he wants to hang this garment up for his own kavod. He's not allowed to do that. Another case, if he found silver or copper kalim, he has to use them for their needs, meaning whatever's good for them, but not enough that they're going to get worn out. And we're going to learn that when he finds these kalim, he has to bury them in the ground so they don't get stolen. But the problem is, silver and copper could get ruined if they're in the ground for too long, so therefore he has to take them out every once in a while and use them so they don't get ruined, but he's not allowed to use them to the point that they're going to get all rubbed out. However, if he finds gold or glass kalim, he's not allowed to touch them until Yo Navi comes, meaning once he took them because they're in Aveda, he buries them and leaves them there because they're not going to get ruined in the ground, and if he takes them out, they might get ruined. Unless he finds some sort of sack or box or something which is not his derech to take, it's below his kavod, so then he does not have to take it, and we're going to see in the Gemara where we got this from. And the Gemara begins with a memra. Amr Shmuel Shmuel says, if a person finds tefillin in the marketplace, he evaluates how much they cost, and he puts that money to the side right away, meaning he sells the tefillin, and he takes the money, and he doesn't have to watch them at all. However, Mas Ravina Ravina asks from our Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? If he finds Sfarim, he has to read from them once every 30 days, if he doesn't know how to read, he has to roll them, and what do we learn from here? That he has to roll them, but he doesn't evaluate how much they are and take that money and put it to the side. And so how could Shmuel say that when we find tefillin, he could sell them right away and take that money and put it to the side? So Amar Abaye Abaye says, tefillin bar bechavu mishkach shichi. When we're dealing with tefillin, we can easily find them in Bei Bar Chavu, in the house of Bar Chavu, who's a famous producer of tefillin. And so when the fellow who lost his tefillin comes by, he has no problem taking the money and going to buy himself a brand new pair of tefillin because they're very easily obtainable. However, Sfarim l'shichi, it's not easy to get a hold of Sfarim. You can just go into a bookstore and buy a sefer. It was handwritten on parchment, and it was very difficult to obtain them, and therefore, when he finds a sefer, he's not allowed to sell it, he has to take care of it until the owner comes back. And the Gemara continues to we have a braisa. And pay attention to every part of this braisa, because we're going to explain it bit by bit. If a person borrows a sefer Torah from his friend, he's not allowed to lend it to somebody else. He could open it and read from it, as long as he doesn't learn a new topic from it for the first time. No one's allowed to read from the sefer Torah with him. And similarly, another case, if a person deposits a sefer Torah by his friend for safekeeping, he has to roll it once every 12 months. He opens and reads from it. However, if he opened it for himself, he's not allowed to read from it. Now, Somcha says, we're talking about a new sefer Torah, he has to roll it once every 30 days. But if it's an old old Sefer Torah, 12 Chodesh, once every 12 months. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Emor, he tells us, Echodzev Echodzev, whether it's new or old, 12 Chodesh, it's once every 12 months. And now we explain the Braisa, Amar Mar, we said in the beginning of the Braisa, Ashur Sefer Torah Chaveroi, if a person borrows a Sefer Torah from his friend, Harizal Yashilan al Acher, he's all aligned to somebody else. Now here's the question, my area is Sefer Torah, why are we Dafka focusing on a Sefer Torah? Afilu Kalmilinami. This applies even by all other things. Dom Rishon Lakish, because Rishon Lakish said, Kan Shana Rebbe, over here, we're just talking about Maseches Gittin, Rebbe taught, In Ashel Rashay Lahashil, Vein Asecher Rashay Lahaskir, that a borrower is not allowed to lend the item he borrowed to somebody else, and a renter is not allowed to rent the item that he rented to somebody else. And so this applies all over, not only a Sefer Torah. Why is our Braisa focusing only on Sefer Torah? So the answer is Sefer Torah Tzrichalei, the whole Chiddush over here is by Sefer Torah. Malutam, we might have thought, Nichalei L'Inish Tisab Mitzvah Minei, is actually good for a person for a mitzvah to be done with his money, and therefore the owner of the Sefer Torah is okay with it if the fellow who borrowed it lends it to somebody else. Kamash Malan, the Chiddush is that no, he's not allowed to lend the Sefer Torah to somebody else. We continue analyzing the Braisa. We said, Paischa V'Karabai, he's allowed to open it and read it. Well, Pshita, isn't that obvious? Vel Maishai Leminei, why did he borrow it from his friend? He obviously borrowed it to learn from it. And the answer is, you're right, that part is not a Chiddush. Sefer Tzrichalei, the Chiddush is the next part. Ubavachal Yom Bay B'Tchila, as long as he doesn't learn from it, a topic for the first time. And this part that he's allowed to open and read from it is just really an introduction to that next part. We continue explaining the next part of the Braisa. V'chein Amafket Sefer Torah, it's a Chaveroi, if a person deposited a Sefer Torah to his friend for safekeeping. Goyle Kol Shem Asar Chodesh, the fellow rolls it once every 12 months. Paischa V'Karabai, he opens it and reads it. Ask the Gemara, how could that be? Maya V'Tegabei, what's it doing by him? He's not allowed to read from a Sefer Torah. He's allowed to roll it, but he's not allowed to open it up and read from it. Reading from it is for him, for the one who's watching it. And we know he's only allowed to do what's good for the Sefer Torah, but not what's good for him. But furthermore, the Braisa continues, in B'Shvilei P'sachai, if he opened it for himself, Asar, he's not allowed to read it. Well, that's also contradictory. Ha'amrit, you just said, Paischa V'Karabai, that he's allowed to open it and read it. And then the next statement you said, if he's opening it for himself, he's not allowed to read it. So what's going on over here in the Braisa? And the more answers talk come, this is what's being said in the Braisa. Imkshu Gailoi, if when he's rolling the Sefer Torah, and this is for the Sefer Torah's benefit, so that it doesn't decay, Paischa V'Karabai, he opens and reads from it, Mutter, that's permitted. However, in B'Shvilei P'sachai, if he's opening it only for himself, and he's not rolling it for its benefit, Asar, so then he's not allowed to take it just for himself. And we can explain the Braisa, Sokha Sarim, where he had said, B'Chadash, if it's a new Sefer Torah, Shleishim Yom, he has to roll it once every 30 days, B'Yashan, but if it's old, Shleimus Archaidesh, once every 12 months. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, where he had said, Echadzev Echadzev, Shleimus Archaidesh, whether it's new or old, once every 12 months. So the Gemara asked, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, behind Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the same thing as Tanakama. The Tanakama said once every 12 months. What's the difference between Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Tanakama? And the Gemara answers, you're right, El Ema, we should really say that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in the Braisa, Echadzev Echadzev, Shleishim Yom, whether it's new or old, it's once every 30 days. So here we have three different opinions how often the Sefer Torah has to be rolled. According to the Tanakama, no matter if it's old or new, once every 12 months. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, no matter if it's old or new, once every 30 days. Whereas Somchas is midline Shita, if it's new, once every 30 days, and if it's old, once every 12 months. Now going back to explain our Mishnah, a person who finds a Sefer is not allowed to learn a new topic from it, and somebody else is not allowed to read from it with him either. So Gemara says, Ramin will ask you to steer from a Braisa. A person is not allowed to read a Parsha from the Sefer that he found, and then repeat it and read it again. He's allowed to read a Parsha and translate it into Targum. He's not allowed to open more than three columns or three pages of the Sefer. And three people are not allowed to read from one section of the Sefer. Now what do we learn from here? Hashnaim Karin, that two people are allowed to read from the Sefer. But our Mishnah just says that two people are not allowed to read from the Sefer. So Rabbi Abai answers, Loi Kasha is no problem. Our Mishnah is talking about where they're reading from the same exact topic. So then one guy's going to pull towards himself, the other guy's going to pull towards himself, and they might end up tearing it. Whereas when there's two separate topics on the same page, so two different people could read from it, because they're not going to be pulling it towards himself, they're each reading something different. And we can explain the Mishnah, Matzok Sos Menara Echel Shleishim Yom, if he found a garment, he has to shake it out once every 30 days. Ask the Gemara, Lememra Dener Mahalila, does that mean that shaking out a garment is good for it? Vamar Biachan, Biachan said, Mishi Yeshle Gardi Mesech Beisai, if a person has a professional weaver in his house, Yinar Ksusa B'chol Yom, he could shake out his garments every single day, because shaking them out ruins them, but since he has a professional weaver, there's no problem, because this in-house weaver of his will just make him a new one. Now we clearly see from here that shaking a garment is not good for it. So here we're going to have a number of different answers. Amri, they said, the B'chol Yom Kashila, shaking it every day is no good for it. Whereas Echel Shleishim Yom, once every 30 days, Malila, that's good for it. So that's what the Mishnah says, shake it out once every 30 days. Or Ibai Seima, alternatively, we could say, Loi Kasha is no stira, Habachad v'habachrei. When one person shakes out a garment, there's no problem. When two people shake out a garment, that stretches it and pulls it and causes extra wear and tear, and that's going to ruin it. Ibai Seima, alternatively, we could say, Loi Kasha is no stira, Habiyad v'habachotra. One's talking about shaking it out by hand, which is not going to ruin it. Whereas one is talking about beating it with a stick, which will eventually cause it to tear. Ibai Seima, alternatively, we could say, Loi Kasha is no stira, Habadimra, Habadikisna. One's talking about a wool garment, which when pulled and shaken will eventually cause it to tear, whereas linen, which is much more durable, won't tear as easily, and once again, we don't have a stira. Now, once the Gemara brought this line from Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person has a professional weaver in his house, house, he could shake his garments out every single day. We're going to bring a few more lines like this from Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kasa d'charashin v'loy kasa d'paishrin. It's better to drink a cup from sorcerers than to drink a cup of warm water. Warm water is really no good. It's better to drink this cup from sorcerers, even though there might be magic and some sort of spell on it. Don't drink warm water. However, this is only said el b'kli matches. If it's in a metal kli, el b'kli cheres. If it's an earthenware kli, less on button, there's no issue. El b'kli matches not milay amran. And even in the metal kli, it's not a problem. El d'litzavitz. That's if it was never boiled. El d'litzavitz. But if it was boiled, less on button, there's no problem to drink it, even though now it happens to be lukewarm. Volay amran. Furthermore, this is only said el d'litzavitz b'tivya. That's only if he didn't add other ingredients to it. For example, grasses, roots, herbs, a tea bag, something like that. So then that would be a problem. El d'litzavitz b'tivya. But if he adds some sort of ingredients like celestial seasoning, sleepy time tea, then less on button, there's no problem, he's allowed to drink it. And another member from Rabbi Yochanan, Mishen Yechle of Mois Harbe, if a person's father left him over a lot of money, and he wants to lose them, Yolash Begdei Peshton, he should wear linen clothing, he should use glass kelim, Vyiskar Poilim, Va'al Yeshivimahin, he should hire workers and not sit with them. And we explain this, Yolash Begdei Peshton, he should wear linen clothing. That's talking about Bekistan Rumisa with Roman linen, which is very expensive and it wears away and gets ruined very easily. Vyishnamshbechle's Chuches, what does it mean he should use glass kelim? This is talking about white glass, which breaks very easily. And Vyiskar Poilim Al Yeshu Mahin, what does that mean? He should hire workers, not sit with them. So Terguma, this is explained as follows: Lamad Amad Alpha Atav, Bituri with oxen, Dinafish Idaihu, because they can cause a big loss. Meaning, this is talking about hiring people to work with his oxen in his vineyards. And even though oxen do create a big benefit because they help schlep all the tools necessary, if you're not watching them, they're going to veer off course and trample through vines, and that's going to cause a huge loss of money. So therefore, if you want to lose your money, hire these fellows to work with your oxen and don't watch them, and you're going to lose all your money. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.